What if your entire leadership philosophy could fit on one piece of paper? In a world drowning in leadership jargon and corporate buzzwords, Mike Figuorlo offers a refreshingly authentic approach. Distill your leadership essence into short, meaningful maxims that reflect who you truly are. This isn't about crafting the perfect leadership statement. It's about creating a living document that captures your unique voice and guides consistent action. When leaders replace generic corporate speak with personal principles drawn from their own experiences, something remarkable happens. Teams develop deeper trust, decisions become clearer, and leadership feels genuine rather than forced. The most powerful maxims aren't clever phrases from leadership books. They're emotionally resonant reminders of lessons you've lived through, moments that shaped you, and values you refuse to compromise. Before you can lead others effectively, you must first lead yourself. As you climb the leadership ladder, external guidance diminishes while expectations soar, making self-direction crucial. I learned this lesson painfully as a young consultant after submitting mediocre work and blaming my manager. During my review, he delivered a wake-up call. Leadership roles require self-motivation and ownership of quality. This transformed my understanding of responsibility. Self-leadership begins with honest introspection about who you are and who you want to become. My driving force maxim is light bulbs, representing the joy I feel when understanding dawns on someone's face during teaching. This simple phrase helps me choose meaningful projects and decline those that would drain my energy. Your legacy maxim articulates long-term aspirations and provides context about your values. Mine, "He never stopped learning, teaching, and coaching," complements my light bulbs maxim by connecting present passion to future impact. This has guided difficult business decisions like declining lucrative consulting work that didn't align with my teaching goals. My maxims have created a virtuous circle where passion fuels performance, generating repeat business that funds more passion-driven work. Creating powerful legacy maxims requires setting aside present constraints and external expectations. What do you want your epitaph to say? The process demands deep reflection away from distractions. Your maxim should resonate deeply, inspire you toward meaningful goals, and clearly communicate your life direction to those who depend on your leadership. Even good leaders can make compromising decisions under pressure without clear ethical guidelines. These guardrails aren't detailed rules, but judgment-based principles that apply broadly. Craft them during calm periods, not when you're under pressure and tempted to create loopholes. My ethical maxim, "What would Nana say?" helps evaluate decisions from an outside perspective. I've seen its value through experience, both when I ignored it, replacing lost military equipment without proper reporting, and when I followed it, pointing out a contract error that would have overpaid me. Good maxims guide you toward ethical decisions aligned with your path, even when right isn't easy. To create effective ethical guidelines, honestly answer two questions. What are you willing to sacrifice to reach your goals? And what are your non-negotiables? These questions should encompass your entire life, not just work. Consistency strengthens good behavior patterns and prevents career-destroying inconsistencies between professional and personal ethics. We all face setbacks, from difficult colleagues, blame-shifting bosses, or project failures. As leaders, we must often recover alone while our teams watch how we respond. The key is shifting from dwelling on problems to taking action. My resilience maxim, "It is what it is, what are you going to do about it?" acknowledges reality while prompting forward movement. For truly devastating moments, Hemingway's "A man can be destroyed but not defeated" saved my career after a public demotion. Rather than quitting, I rebuilt my reputation through consistent performance. There's a crucial difference between accountability and responsibility. Accountability means being called when things go wrong. Responsibility means taking ownership before that call comes. My accountability maxim is, "I see it, I own it." This compels me to address problems I encounter, whether in my department or not. This doesn't mean personally fixing everything, but ensuring someone delivers results. Being a responsible leader means proactively taking ownership of your entire organization, not just your assigned duties. Consider when you've taken charge without being asked, fixed problems proactively, or regretted not taking responsibility. These experiences can form powerful responsibility maxims. The best leaders challenge thinking, disrupt business models, and envision better futures. This forward-looking approach helps you identify trends, opportunities, and risks before competitors. As you rise in an organization, you're expected to shift from doing to thinking, contemplating whether you should be making widgets at all rather than simply making them faster. Yet thinking must lead to action. Ideas without implementation are worthless, and decision-making can be daunting when significant change is involved. General Patton's maxim, in case of doubt, attack, captures this principle. Whether choosing a battlefield path or implementing a new bonus plan organization-wide instead of extended testing, decisive action with incomplete information often creates more value than perfect analysis. In our risk-averse world, confidently making decisions with imperfect information distinguishes top performers. Your maxims should both encourage new perspectives and drive decisive action when analysis paralysis threatens progress. Leadership isn't defined by position. It's built on relationships. You manage things, but lead people. Great leaders unlock potential by showing people their importance, prioritizing their interests, and sharing a vision larger than individuals. Your maxims articulate your interaction style with team members. When they know your standards beforehand, like Elaine's team first principle, they can anticipate your reactions. This transparency establishes clear expectations up front rather than explaining them after issues arise. Balance means finding joy in work while maintaining broader perspective. My maxim, a bad day of fishing is better than a good day of work, once led me to spend 2 hours fishing at our office campus lake during a stressful week. When colleagues called this crazy, I questioned who was truly crazy, me enjoying the beautiful day, or them buried in emails and spreadsheets. Your leadership journey begins with authenticity. By embedding your personal story in your maxims, you've taken a significant step toward genuine leadership. Share these maxims through conversations that explain the experiences behind each principle, and invite your team to hold you accountable when your actions seem inconsistent with your values. Your self-leadership maxims should answer fundamental questions. Why do you get out of bed? How will you shape your future? What guidelines do you live by? How do you recover from setbacks? These are personal touchstones that keep you aligned with your values when pressure mounts. Your resilience maxims should emerge from emotionally powerful experiences that shaped how you overcome obstacles, perhaps a perspective-changing conversation or a challenge that revealed your inner strength. The most powerful leadership comes from your lived experience, distilled into principles that guide consistent action. One page filled with your unique voice can transform how you lead yourself and others through life's most challenging moments.